It is a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. On Tuesday, every Tuesday, we go to FHN. It's a Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us here this morning, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, Tanya Myers, with us again. Hey, Tanya, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Thanks for coming on. It's always great to talk to you as the Executive Director of the FHN Foundation. Again, remind our listeners a little bit about what the foundation does.
Sure. What we do is raise money in the community and all the communities we serve, and then we use the funds we raise to help support our staff and our patients. We do that by buying equipment, by sending staff to training, funding scholarships, and doing renovation to our facilities.
I know one of the most recent now, and this is coming up now, it's coming up on Saturday, June 30th, and it is called the Grand Fonda, and we're talking about a bike ride coming up. Tell us about this.
Yep, it's Grand Fonda, the Tour Against Cancer, and it's raising money for the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. This is the 13th year that we have held the event, so it's pretty long-standing in the community.
And, of course, it's called Grand Fonda for a reason. It's named in honor of Dave Fonda. Tell us a little bit about Dave Fonda.
Sure. Dave Fonda started the ride. He had done it 12 years for us, and he began the ride to mix two of his loves. He loved cycling, and he loved the Cancer Center and the fight against cancer. So he decided to take his passion and use it for good and to raise some money to help out in the community. Unfortunately, Dave lost his own battle to cancer earlier this year, this past spring. So we decided to name the ride after him in his memory and to thank him and remind us all of the great things he did in our community.
We're talking to Tanya Myers, Executive Director of FHN Foundation, here this morning on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The ride's coming up on Saturday, June 30th, and it's coming up at 8 a.m. That's the start time. Now, there are different distances that folks can choose to ride. Tell us about this.
Yes. So in the past, it was more of an elitist sort of ride. The shortest distance was 30 miles all road, and then we went up to 100. Well, this year we decided to make it more family-oriented, so we added a family fun ride, which is really only 4 miles round trip. It starts at Tunney's Crossing, goes out to right before crossing Route 26 and back, and so that would be great for anyone of all ages. It's all on the Jane Addams Trail. Then we have a 30-mile route that is also on the Jane Addams Trail. So somebody with a hybrid bike or a mountain bike can ride out to the Orangeville Shelter where we're going to have some snacks and water and then ride back on the trail. And then for those who like to ride on the road, we have a 30-mile, a 50, and then a 75-mile ride. So something for everyone.
It is. And give us kind of a review as to when the ride is scheduled.
It's June 30th, and it starts at 8 a.m., so all cyclists will be leaving at the same time. We're going to start at Tunney's Crossing, which is at 250 East Stevenson Street, so just on the other side of the tracks, downtown, and we'll all head out the Jane Addams Trail, and then the people who are riding the road will head out on Henderson Road, and those who are on the trail will just stay on the trail and head out toward Route 26 for the shorter distances, and then everyone else will head out all the way to the Orangeville Shelter, and we have some volunteers who are going to bring some baked goods and have some water and snacks for us out in Orangeville, and all the rides will cross through that Orangeville Shelter, so everyone will get a chance to sample some homemade baked goods.
All right, boy, that's well planned then. And you know, the addition of this family fun ride with just a total of 4 miles round trip, that, as you said, this really opens it up for everybody and to have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So somebody can bring their kids out there and have them do the ride. And we're going to have cue sheets. So we're going to have maps with all the sheets. So if somebody leaves later, if maybe they want to take their kids out and then come back and do it further distance, they'll have the sheets for them. If maybe a kid is a little more skilled and wants to do more than four, they can go into Taylor Park and do a loop around there and add another mile. So there's lots of options. It's a very pretty ride out there.
And we're talking to Tanya Myers, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, about the Grand Fonda, which is coming up, the Tour Against Cancer. It's the bike ride coming up on Saturday, June 30th, and it all starts at the Tutties Crossing Trailhead in Freeport. Is there a charge for participating? Tell us about this.
No, we don't charge anything. What we do ask is that all cyclists consider making a donation to the Cancer Center. So we've had people give $20. We've had people give $200. We have some people who ask others to give in support of them, so they do their fundraising. We had one young man who raised close to $1,000 in the past just asking people to support him while he was riding for the Cancer Center. So we encourage people to do whatever is within their reach, within their means. And what's really important is to think about those we know who have struggled against cancer, who have won the battle, and those who weren't as lucky, and to think about them on that day and hopefully make a gift to help support having cancer treatment right here in Freeport.
For this bike ride, do people have to sign up in advance, Tanya?
They don't need to. However, if they want to go on to the FHN.org website and then go to our calendar on June 30th, they can print up the waiver, because everyone will be asked to sign a waiver, so they can have that filled out in advance and bring it to us that day. But they are welcome to go ahead and sign up, too, if they'd like to mail that in to us.
All right, now we're going to be talking and having a hard discussion with our staff meteorologist, Carl Kopotic, that weather is not going to be an issue, all right?
But, we would certainly appreciate
all
that.
All right, so we're going to talk to him sternly is what we're going to do. What about rain date? What's the thought on that?
We do not have a rain date, so we will have our cue sheets available. So if the weather's bad, we certainly would encourage people to print up the cue sheets and take their own groups out if they'd like to. If there's lightning, we won't ride. If it's just a light drizzle, we'll be fine being out there, and we certainly would encourage people to come out. So there are other options, but we won't organize it again. It'll be June 30th, and we're just going to hope that your meteorologist comes through for us, and we'll be fine.
There we go. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of rain lately, so I think maybe let's get a dry spell here. We need things to dry out a little bit. We're talking about the bike ride coming up on Saturday, June 30th. Everything from the family fun ride up to 75-mile route. It's the Grand Fonda Tour Against Cancer. Saturday, June 30th begins at 8 a.m. at Tutty's Crossing Trailhead. Tanya, how can people find out more information about this?
Well, if they know anyone who is in the Chain Links Bike Club here in Freeport, they are actually the host of this. We are partnering with them, but this is their big event. So if they know anyone in the Chain Links Club, certainly talk to them. They can go to the Chain Links Facebook page, or they can go to the FHN Foundation Facebook page, or just go to the FHN.org website and then look under the calendar, and they'll see it on there.
All right, Tanya. Always great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Executive Director, FHN Foundation, Tanya Meyer here this morning. That's the Dial-A-Doc program here this morning from FHN, preceding sponsored by FHN.